I don't know why I've decided to record a poem at 1:15 in the morning, right before I have a shower when I should be sleeping, but that's what I'm doing. So this is "What Kind of Mistress He Would Have," and my "Thisp" is in full effect. It's by Robert Herrick. So this will be painful, but let's go. Be the mistress of my choice. Clean in manners, clear in voice. Be she witty, more than wise. Pure enough, but not precise. Be she showing in her dress, like a civil wilderness. That the curious may detect order in a sweet neglect. Be she rolling in her eye, tempting all the passers-by, and each ringlet of her hair an enchantment or a snare for to catch the lookers-on. But herself held fast by none. Let her Lucrece all day be, vice in the night to me. Be she such as neither will famish me nor overfill. Okay. I like that poem. It's someone fantasizing about his mistress, what she would be, what would be her qualities. She would be pure, but not precisely pure. I like the idea of a civil wilderness. So people who look at her can see it, can see the order and the sweet neglect. That to me is a very, very sexual poem. I like the way that she's a flirt, tempting all the passers-by, but she is held fast by none. She knows that she has power and she flirts, but she belongs to him. Oh, God, that last line. Be she such as neither will famish me nor overfill. She will satisfy, never leaving wanting or overwhelm, just satisfy him in every way. So, that was the first poem. I really shouldn't record them when I am under caffeinated. It makes my mind wander. I have to admit, reading that and thinking about the lines has turned me on. I think it's the fantasy. Every facet detailed. I might just have to go and be naughty, but there you go. Next time I'll just read the poem, I won't ramble on afterwards. I hope that you have a very good evening or night or morning. Time zones confuse the fuck out of me. But for me, it is actually good morning. So, good morning. Mwah.